Patient name, Joseph Sievers, S as in Sam, I-E, V as in Victor, E-R-S. Time of appointment, 3:15 to 4:15 p.m. Date of appointment, April 17th, 2024. Provider, Corrine Castrell. Billing code 99205. Chief complaint, depression and anxiety. Quote, I've been really struggling for the past 7 months. Period, unquote. Next line, history of present illness, colon. The patient is a 50-year-old married Caucasian male. He is the father of four children, living in a private home with his wife and children, employed as a banker for an insurance company. He presents with chief complaint of depression and anxiety. The patient was hospitalized at Huntington Hospital for 23 days in late January. He went to Mather Partial Hospital for 6 weeks after that. He stated that the first 4 weeks at the Mather Partial, he did quite well, but then didn't do well for the last 2 weeks. He has been out for 1 week. He tried to reach out to Family Service League, but had trouble. He stated he had to see a therapist 2 times again when he has already done this prior to his hospitalization at Huntington. He stated while in Huntington Hospital, he was in a ball, curled up and crying. He had trouble getting out of bed before noon. The only peace he had was at night after his medication. He still feels this way to a degree. He is anxious more so in the morning and the daytime. His medications at night do help. And he feels that the pressure of the day is over, so he is able to finally relax. He sleeps 10 to 12 hours per night. He complains of sadness, fatigue, parentheses, emotional and physical, unparentheses, anhedonia, decline in functioning, isolation from friends, period. However, he stated this is better than being curled up in a ball, period. He feels like a shell of himself. He is very apprehensive about things that are coming up in his life, period. This weekend is parents' weekend for his first child who is going to college, period. He is very apprehensive about traveling up to New Paltz. The patient has decreased appetite. He feels as if his stomach is in knots. He has guilt about not contributing to the family at this time. He is on short-term disability. His concentration is poor. His memory is affected. There is no psychomotor disorder. He has low energy and feels apathetic. He is extremely fearful of death, period. However, these fears have gone down, period. When he was in Huntington Hospital, he would rate them as a 10 out of 10, period. Now his fears are rated as a 4 out of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Most of the anxiety is based upon fears that something bad will happen to him. He is afraid he's going to die. He was convinced in the hospital that he would die or go crazy, at which point they put him on Zyprexa, which helped him. At this point, he is convinced that he will not get better from his depression. He vehemently denies suicidal ideation. Period, he stated, it is exactly the opposite. He wants to live and is afraid of dying. There are no homicidal ideations. There's no evidence of psychosis or mania at time of the appointment. The patient reports that he has anxiety, mostly surrounding his fear of dying. He is better when at rest. However, he can't get out of bed in the morning. Period, he feels paralyzed. Period. He has a history of having a few panic attacks in his life. He had one in the hospital, but he has had none since in the hospital. The patient has no obsessions or compulsions. He has never been manic or hypomanic. The patient had an episode of psychosis when he was 19 years old, along with a depression. He felt that the TV was talking about him and that people were talking about him. This depression occurred after his brother overdosed. There was a bad motor vehicle accident, and his father cheated on the mother. He was not treated for this episode because his mother didn't believe in medication. The episode resolved on its own in about 5 months. The patient experienced the trauma of 9/11, period. He worked downtown, and he was one of the people running through the street after the towers went down. He found his brother's death also traumatic. He had two brothers that died in their 40s, which triggers his fears of death. One brother had melanoma, and another had carcinoma related to HPV. His mother died in 2012. The other brother died in 2013, and the mother-in-law also died in 2013. These losses, all in one small period of time, were quite traumatic, even though he seemingly got through them okay at the time. Past psychiatric history, as noted earlier, the patient had a psychotic depression at age 15. At 19, he had another episode of depression. He felt anxious, panicky. He was put on Zoloft anywhere between 50 and 200 milligrams for the following 22 years. He was put on a dose of Klonopin, PRN. Period, he would take this rarely, such as when he had to fly or do a presentation. Period. The Zoloft stopped working in 2023. In June of that year, he went on Prestique. The Prestique worked initially, but then stopped working. He was put on Wellbutrin, which made him feel worse. In September of 2023, the current episode started following his 50th birthday. Family history. Maternal cousin has depression. He has two nieces that have anxiety and are on Lexapro. One brother was alcoholic and a drug abuser. Substance use. The patient states he has not had a drink in several months. He describes himself as a, quote, weekend warrior, period. There are times approximately once a month where he will have about six drinks over a period of several hours at parties. He never used nicotine. He experimented with marijuana 26 years ago. Medical, the patient has essential tremor in which his hands and his head shakes. His tremor becomes worse with anxiety. He has high cholesterol and high blood pressure. The patient also has an enlarged prostate. He is on finasteride, 5 milligrams PO daily, vitamin D, 2,000 IU daily, a fish oil supplement, and a B-complex supplement. He is also on metoprolol, 60 milligrams PO daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams PO QHS, mirtazapine, 15 milligrams PO QHS. He is on metformin, 500 milligrams PO daily for weight management associated with Zyprexa. He's on Clonopin, 1 milligram POTIDPRN. He currently takes a half a milligram POTIDPRN and very occasionally will need to take 1 milligram. The patient is also prescribed hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams POTIDPRN, which he does not find useful. He's on Zyprexa, 10 milligrams at HS, Lexapro, 20 milligrams PO daily, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams XL daily, and he takes his Zyrtec, 10 milligrams PO daily PRN for seasonal allergies. Surgical history, unremarkable. Allergies, no known medication allergies. He has environmental allergies in the spring. Social, the patient is married 22 years. They have 4 children, a male 18, a male 16, a female 12, and a male 7. The marriage is good. His wife is supportive. The patient describes himself as a type A personality. He is a coach for a travel baseball team. He is a pack leader for the Cub Scouts. Period. He works in New York City. He stated he is a father figure to his nieces and nephews of his deceased brothers. He is an insurance company employee in the Treasury Department, doing banking, taxes, and accounts receivable. He's worked at his firm for 25 years. Currently, he is out of work on short-term disability. He is due to return May 1st. This causes him to feel very anxious. He is unsure whether he can function on his job at this point. The patient earns a degree in economics at Marist College. He grew up in East Northport. The patient is the youngest of 4 children. He describes his upbringing as normal and supportive. He had a good group of friends. Currently, he has a supportive social network. He plays softball and does yoga. Of late, he hasn't found the yoga to be helpful. Developmental history. There were no problems at the time of birth. Period. He met his developmental milestones on time. The patient was an average student. Diagnosis, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate with anxious distress. Plan, continue Zyprexa 10 milligrams PO at HS, continue metformin 500 milligrams PO daily, continue Lexapro 20 milligrams PO daily, continue Clonopin 1 milligram PO TID PRN, continue mirtazapine, 15 milligrams PO at HS. Increase Wellbutrin XL to 300 milligrams PO daily.